this first section of the podcast was the scripts were completely supplied by ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
In fact, Jake has a ghostwriter right now.
You guys should really invest in AI.
Actually, Jake isn't actually here.
Hello, players.
Hello, it is me, Jake, via ChatGPT. I am asleep on the couch, but this entire episode will be done with ChatGPT.
Thanks, Jake, ChatGPT. GPT.
Hello, fellow millennials.
Jake, ChatGPT just looks at me. He's like, don't ever get my name wrong again.
Put some respect on my name, you slut.
Couldn't you just imagine? I'm just like, it was like, we listened to hundreds of recordings of Jake.
They're out there. So they're
like,
out there.
And there was like voice clips from each thing to make sense. So it's like the cadence is all weird and shit.
It's mostly me playing Destiny going,
roll for initiative.
How about our resident boring robophobe? How do you feel about the AI advent?
I was texting you about it yesterday.
I know.
Terrified. Terrified, but also just having to accept the inevitable.
Yeah.
Take the aluminum foil off your head. You'll be
fine. Well, like Paizo came out with that statement about, like, you know, no AI. They're not going to accept. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tolerate any AI generated
art
or writing anything in their products.
Perfect.
And people awesome. Like using their licenses and stuff. And I'm like, it's great. It's wonderful. But it's just, I feel like in a couple of years, we're just going to look back at this time and be like, yeah, remember when we railed against AI? And
yeah.
Now it's our life. Because, we're people, and we can't just stick with our convictions. This technology's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to get better and better and more ingrained in our lives.
There is an odd point in which that we're at right now where everyone is saying, we don't want AI-made stuff. Stop submitting it to us.
Yeah.
because it's become that big.
Have any of you guys read the book Hyperion?
You were telling me about this.
James has been trying to get Rebecca and I to read it forever.
It's an amazing book. But the society, it's like a sci-fi society that can travel, you know, through the web and all this other stuff.
Can travel through the web?
It's a web of planetary gates.
Ah, okay.
But
I feel like that was an important qualifier.
Becoming bits and bytes, just like... Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have teleportation, so...
Oh, you know, casual.
So kind of.
Okay, but AI got to the point where they seceded from humanity, and they still run all of the technology, but they're just like, yeah, you work alongside us now.
Oh.
And they're like, the society could not function without the AI. Wow. But they're just like, yeah, don't fuck with us.
Sheesh.
Well, it's kind of like that movie, what was that, Her? Of
yep.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
The Joker.
The Joker. But yeah, it was like that whole thing about like how the AI started. People are dating the AI and stuff for people that, you know, were afraid of intimacy and all that stuff. But then like after, throughout the movie, it's just revealing how powerful the AI is getting more and more.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, we created this AI that was a combination of like 1,000 intelligent people, and it's just one AI program. So it just it's a fun movie, but also like it's scary. Yeah. Scary shit.
AI is terrible at math, though. Yeah. That's so they actually can't
and hands. They don't know what hands are.
Yeah, they can't. They can't reliably run systems.
AI is terrible at math.
It's bad.
It's weird. Really funny.
It's weird.
I gave it.
Who is really bad at math is better at math than AI.
Yes, I gave ChatGPT a simple, what I thought was a simple calculation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wanted it to calculate. I wanted to convert actually epoch time to human readable format.
Okay.
And it was off by like a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I gave it, because for those who don't know, epoch time, also called Unix epoch.
You can just say my name, it's okay.
I don't know it either.
Yeah, I understood nothing what you just said.
So the way that computers keep time is they calculate the number of seconds from January 1st of 1970. We're at like, I don't know, 167 billion or something right now. It just counts the seconds, so that's how it keeps track of the time, because it's, you know, it's a number that's just incrementing. It's a lot easier than these, you know, weird formats and leap years and whatever or not. Yeah. So that's how it keeps track of time. And so I had an epoch timestamp, like it was like 167 billion blah 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 blah, that I was trying to convert into a human readable format, because I'm like, this number doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
And like, I knew like there's online converters, like you just Google it.
I was gonna say Google definitely has one. So
yeah, but I was just curious. I'm like, I wonder if it can do this. So I gave it the epoch time, and I'm like, this isn't lining up with my gut instinct. Plopped it in the online converter, and it was off by a year and a half. And I was like, this is wrong. And it's like, sorry for the confusion.
It's only off by however many seconds or in a year.
Yeah.
I'm glad the robots are still too dumb to tell time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, they can low-key write funny comedy skits, yep. And they're bad at math. I'm a little worried that I might be an AI.
All right, G-Team. I just sent out an email this week about to, like, not use these... My company's IT team. They're like, yeah, don't put any company info.
Yeah.
Or,
oh yeah.
Anything course, yeah. into these things. To,
yeah.
Because they're obviously not vetted.
Yeah. No. There's
it's like and no one on my team even knew what they were. I was like, God, good people.
Well, good. That maybe that's good. Yeah.
Just don't stumble upon it.
They're like, what's ChatGPT?
there is something that's very funny about it. If you ask it to write like a specific paper and stuff like that, and like you know, like to put like a bibliography at the end of it, it'll just make up the sources that it used. And somebody asked for something, and then you know, and then told it to use sources, yeah, and then. They were just like, oh, wow, let me look up the source that he used. Fake author, fake book, nothing even remotely close came out that year. It was fucking funny. It was just like, he just lied. Yeah. He just fucking lied.
It's a language prediction model.
Exactly.
So it's just like, it just predicts each next word. And it's like, this makes sense.
Right.
And this is a name of an author, right. quote unquote.
Yeah. And so it was some philosophy paper or something yeah. like that. And oh, so, well, yeah. So, well, there's something that this world can function without, and that's Adalar.
Oh, wait,
we've been recording this whole time?
I was unclear for a while, too.
Yeah,
yeah, but then it got funny, so I had to keep it. Tim, how are you feeling?
I am honestly not through all the stages of grief, if I'm being honest.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think it would hit me as hard until on my way home, I was just in complete denial.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was just like, oh, you know, I told my wife, I'm like, oh, my character's dead. And I'm like, oh, and I just, yeah. like, the next day I was just, like, into bargaining, like, maybe I could bring him back. and, yeah, I haven't reached acceptance yet. I think I'm just grieving now.
You still have to get through anger.
Well, I think...
Yeah, have you been angry yet?
It's all of a sudden he just jumps across the table.
Just wait.
I would immediately dodge and counterattack. It would be easy.
I know, that's the thing. That's
and then
the
he
thing.
Kills your other character.
just for fight.
You just break all the mics and soundboards and computers. It's so stupid.
But for everybody listening, it's that haven't had a game like this, it's really weird because... I myself have only played one other character longer than Benson. Like,
yeah,
we've spent a lot of time in these characters, like a lot.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
So it, I, yeah.
Yeah, we started this in 2019. Mm-hmm. Mid 2019 is when we started recording, I believe. Mid to late, I think
it's 2018.
No, it was November of 18.
Yeah.
Jeez.
November of 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had recorded for like a full year.
Oh,
before
okay.
COVID happened.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And I think if you look back to the Twitter account, it started in 18.
Okay.
Or it's flipped over from, yeah, yeah, 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's when 2E came out, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
5 years.
Yes.
Almost. Coming on 5 years without
that feels weird.
Yeah. Well... Let's just get right into it, because despite the very sad part of Adalar dying...
show must go on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was just like, was there any way to save Addie? Like, did I do something wrong? And, you know, like...
There's no way for you to save Addie, but there is
definitely ways for everyone else to.
Well, I was going to blame Mark.
Alone.
I was going to blame Mark. And
wait, Mark?
Here's why.
What?
Here's why.
Out of all people.
Here's why.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
He didn't bring Vamir in. No. If Vamir was here, it would have been another target.
I didn't think about it. I was like, he's back at the Citadel. And Kelly's like, hey, maybe he's on Earth. I'm like, no, he's back at the Citadel. Leaving him there.
If he was on the roof, I would have included him, and it would have went through the ceiling.
This actually tracks.
He's pecking through the ceiling.
This actually tracks, because all of our Battlefield woes can be attributed to Mark not bringing in Vermeer. Hey,
I don't want to have another one die.
Well, this is actually a really good point, because when Skalt died, we all, like, all of us just assumed, okay, he's going to be okay for one more turn so we can take care of it then.
Yeah.
And we just didn't predict the natural one.
Yeah.
Because I could have healed him. Kelly could have shoved a healing potion. We just thought he's going to have another round.
Yep.
Nope. And you know,
natural
he didn't.
One after natural one just doesn't work.
And that's just how this game goes, too. I burned my hero point on something stupid. It was a will save. And the result was I was frightened anyways.
Yeah.
Like, that was a terrible error.
What was the spell then?
Fear? No. It was like despair.
Despair.
Crushing despair.
Crushing despair.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I rerolled and I still failed.
Yep.
Truly felt despair.
I will probably literally never use my hero point for anything else ever again.
Yeah.
I'm like the opposite. I'm like, I know we're going on tangents. I'm kind of like, I like the idea of using your hero point proactively so you don't get to a death situation.
Because
I feel like we leave a lot of hero points on the table.
That's true. Yeah.
Waiting for death situations.
And I think that's
why.
When
we could have probably just used them and ended combat more favorably.
Hmm.
So my thoughts on hero points have evolved a little bit. It's like, saving it for death means you're just never going to use it all the time.
Mm. True.
Yep. It does mean that you might not have it when it's time to die, which is bad, but it means you might, you know, win combats a little
Speaking
bit.
Speaking of hero points, better. Isn't there cards that we get?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dish out some cards.
Yeah, you owe me a card.
I do owe me a card.
Did you leave the cards at home, Jake?
I did leave the cards.
Oh, you bastard.
All right. Each one is triple damage every time.
I texted you.
You did.
You were the chosen one.
Well, in my defense, I was out playing Destiny with Jed last night, so...
Yeah, it's Jed's fault.
It's Jed's fault. Clearly.
Shout out to Jed, whose fault it is.
You bastard, Jed.
Fuck you! Go to timeout. Wherever you are, just park your truck and go sit in timeout.
We did really enjoy Destiny last night. So I don't regret it.
And one thing from last episode is that the guy... I'm just going to throw it out there so I don't forget.
Uh-huh.
The guy that attacked me, he was blinded.
Oh, that's correct. So
that attack might have never hit.
Right. So let's start this off because you will want that HP back, I'm sure. So let me roll the DC 5 here. Or DC 11 because he's blind.
10, 11.
It's 11.
11. Okay. 11.
Yeah, we're like heavily outnumbered now. Especially.
3.
So
you do get that HP back.
So very I think nice. It was 9 points.
Let's see.
Okay, so he didn't have sneak attack or anything, so...
No, he didn't have... Well, he definitely wouldn't have gotten it either if he was, if he was blinded anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think it was... The last attack that I have here is 28 points of damage.
That...
It was 28 or 18, I don't remember which
one. I don't think it was that much.
Okay.
Because I remember when he hit, he didn't... Because he tried to get me... Wait... Yeah, because he was trying to faint, and I think he did get that. So.
Okay. All right, so...
I think it was, like, 19 points of damage then.
I have 18 here, so...
18. So, 18. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not nearly as dead.
Okay.
That's great.
There we go. All right, so...
And would he have moved?
He would have moved. He would have moved to go after you.
Okay.
Just because they're... They're in a desperate bit now. Okay.
I was like, if he's blind, it's stumbling at me.
Yeah. So he stumbled at you. So you found it pretty easy to dodge, actually. You're like, yeah, that was easy. All right, we are going at the top of round 6 here. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, he's still not looking good. He is he's below probably about a third of his HP
at
this point.
Ooh.
He is bleeding profusely, and he sees Benson, he sees whatever this asshole is, and the Drake. Is the Drake... I could pass through him, right?
Yeah, he's an ally.
Okay, I trust that.
Yep.
I lie.
I trust random Flame Drake.
Yeah, Flame Drake. Drake's never attacked me in the past. But first action, he's going to stumble his way... Okay, I collided with a wall.
Where are you
trying? Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take a move action there.
Okay. All right, so you're on the south side of the room.
Yeah,
now.
I'm basically just trying to put as much distance as possible.
Okay.
And, like, he is struggling right now. Like, Benson might be able to see him, like, bleeding a lot. But he takes another 2 action and hurls the eclipse at the same guy again.
I love that thing's called Eclipse.
I know. It's perfect.
Ooh.
15 on the die. So that's a plus 20. So that's a 35.
This is against the sneak?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a critical hit.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I do my two action, it's now adding a plus two, so now it's a plus 20.
Oh, jeez.
That's disgusting.
God.
My D4s.
The caltrops. Oh, no.
We'll find out.
Oh. Oops, all D4s.
And also, there's more damage with that, because I didn't realize that... Actually, when they strike, they get deadly. So...
Oh, yep.
So they turn to D4s and D6s.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually works much better.
No. Deadly doesn't change the dice size. What? Fatal changes the dice size.
Fatal. Sorry. Yep.
So this
you just get an extra...
D6.
Okay. Well, that does not get doubled.
That doesn't get doubled. Okay. Well, I'll leave that off to the side. So there's that. Plus 5. So that's... Oh, plus a D8. Oh, sorry. I got a... My dice are not... Yeah, 4. Okay. So. Wait.
Make this turn last as long as possible.
Hold on, because I have to do that, and I accidentally added the 6 in there.
Oh.
However, it's 28 doubled right now, plus a D6, which I rolled a 6.
Oh, what? So 34?
Yes.
Oh boy, okay.
And he's blind again.
Yes.
And he's blind again. Eat shit.
Owie.
Damn. Yeah,
that was a ton of damage, okay.
Yeah, he is very desperate right now.
I mean, God, just...
So, you, Benson can right see him straining as he's hurling this thing as fast as possible.
Yeah,
and
well,
it just returns to back to his hand.
I'm not in the best position here.
Yeah.
All right, next on the initiative tracker is Huberk. Huberk Throp. So, right now, let me explain Huberk's situation. So, Huberk is... Let's see, he's flanking Benson with one of his sneaks, which he does find pretty favorable. He's gonna want to use some spells here. He already used Mirror Image, he already tried that. He's gonna cast a spell on himself.
Don't do that.
Boo.
And he is going to go invisible.
That's
not good.
No.
Oh, man. I casted See Invisibility on myself when we walked in this room.
What a G.
That's Kezor's eyes narrow. Sick.
What a clutch move.
So for everyone but Kezor, he just disappears.
Kezor can't even see him right now.
That's true.
Alrighty.
Kezor's crying.
Kezor, where is he?
Shut up!
And he's not adjacent to the dragon?
He is not adjacent to the dragon, so there's 5 feet in between Huberk and the dragon.
Okay.
Doesn't have reach?
His attack of opportunity is his fangs only, which do not have reach.
Oh, yeah.
So he can't do it with his tail.
Sad.
Alright, after that is Huberk's turn, it comes to Benson.
Well, since he can't see him... I guess I'm just going to attack the sneak below me.
Okay.
That is not what I want to do right now, but we're going to...
They can flank with Adelar's corpse. Take 5 foot.
Let me get to my actions here.
You can feint him and be like, look, he's still alive. And then, and then stab the sneak.
That's 35.
Oh! That is a critical hit.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
26 points of damage.
Okay. Let me. Goodness gracious. Okay. All right. I believe he's still up. Let me go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
I'm choking up on my sword. So that was what should have been the D12s.
Oh, oh shit! Roll the D12s, then, buddy.
I never roll D12s.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are D12s?
What are D12s?
Seven. 16. That's more damage. That's going to be 32 points of damage.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Yep.
Let me navigate to see how much health this guy has.
Is this the guy below you?
Yep. Yeah. Directly.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew. You got just to the side. Yeah. So this is the guy.
I lightning breath.
Yeah. Just below Benson and directly to the west of Kezra there. So.
Benson baseball bat swings his sword.
Yeah. And his balls goes invisible.
He like, left us, dude.
Here, Berk. Why?
It's not cool, man.
You're forsaken me. I thought the Scarlet Triad were cool.
Give me 5 seconds to get.
They lured me in with great benefits.
My boss said he would be on the floor with us every day. He just left us. He said he was going to throw a pizza party.
It's been 2 years.
And then when he did, it was like CC's pizza.
It was just cheese.
He brought in Sapporos.
It was cheese on cardboard.
All right, how much damage is that, John?
32.
Wait. All right.
I can't even compute that. Like, oh my gosh.
All right, so 32 points of damage to that guy. All right, he is still up. I'll tell you, barely.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's my second strike.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, 16. That's sad.
Yep, that is
sad play.
That is a miss.
All right, fucking casting shield.
Okay. So after Benson's turn, this would be Adelar's turn. Instead, Timmy, who comes barging through the door on the east side?
Who comes crashing through the door?
I've been waiting for this.
Garbed in a blazing red robe with a dull cold iron plate beneath. This figure is wielding a morning star, emanating purple shadows. He stands at 5'8", extremely pale in complexion, which contrast his completely orange eyes and his long black hair. Emblazoned on his shield is a flower. 5 deep pink leaves, a yellow center, and curling around the flower are red-stemmed leaves with thorns dripping blood. Benson, you know, you recognize this emblem right away. To belong to the Order of the Scarlet Briar, a sect of Milani, the goddess of liberation. And he crashes through the door, not seeing Huberk, not seeing Huberk. And he's like, "Bless! Where is my quarry? What have you all done? Where is Huberk?" And he just charges in, sees the guy standing there, and just without a thought, strikes out against this poor sap who is gonna get it real bad.
he's about to get fucking clocked.
he's about to get wrecked. So that was only one action to move. Yeah, action to move.
How does a 27 do?
That is a hit.
That should do.
He just kind of
walks over to the corpse of Adelar.
16 points of damage.
Damn. You have a morning star?
Yep.
Great. Caves his head in perfectly.
Hell yeah. Oh, you don't say.
Brain matter just goes all over the floor.
So, as a reaction, my weapon, since I killed or destroyed a creature with this weapon, you see the purple emanating from the Morningstar glows bright as it sucks the life force from this being. And you see, this figure, there's a kind of a shining in his eyes, and you see, he was already fired up. He seems even more fired up now.
All right, is that the end of your turn?
I actually have one more action.
Oh, boy, okay.
Boy, what do I want to do with my
last
action?
You can flip your Morningstar and catch it.
For style point.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure it's any phone I can see. So I'm right there. I see this guy in front of Benson, this little sneak.
That is Huberk. He is invisible.
Oh, he's invisible. Yep. I can see this guy.
You can see the guy that's blind, yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the blind
and
man.
And I
in the back of the room.
Point my Morning Star at him. And I say, by the morning star of Milani, I will kill you too. And I need him to make a...
I'm Batman.
Will... attempt a religion check against the will DC of the foe. So okay. I will roll.
Alrighty. Alright. I
think I'm gonna roll. Do.
Oh boy. Oh god.
Nat 20.
Oh my god. Go. Alright, so go. What happens?
So I issue this prayer of Milani against this poor sap. And I will be doing good damage.
Oh boy, okay. Well, they are evil, so yep.
As I call out a battle prayer.
Are, yep. The slavers are evil?
Right. Point of view. That is evil.
Oh, baby, and I do 10 points of damage.
Oh my god. Okay. Minus 10. So I was gonna say, because he's blind, that I was just like, alright, you gotta like do something about that, but you said the name Milani, and them being the Scarlet Triad, they're just like, god damn it, son of a bitch.
This guy again.
Alright, that was your turn. I'm not like I say the name, I will leave that to you. All you guys know is some dude just came in here with a morning star who took someone's fucking head off. screaming about freedom? I don't know.
Freedom!
Freedom!
That's where they boss.
It is the Scarlet Triad Sneak's turn in the top northwest, the one that's dealing with the Flame Drake.
1v1 me, bro.
he sees that Hubert has gone invisible, and so he sees the other guy is flailing blindly. So he is going to try to feint, because he's not going to get a sneak attack otherwise. So he's going to try to feint the Flame Drake. What else can he do? That is going to be 27 against the will DC.
Faint is will DC?
It's perception.
Perception DC, yeah. Sorry.
I would assume yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to find his... Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, beats him.
All right, so
not a crit, though.
This is going against the flat-footed AC 33.
Ooh, that's a crit.
The crit.
Ouch.
Yikes.
It's going to be 22 points of damage.
Ooh, that's going to be... Ugh, he's not looking good.
All right. So he has something called a Bloodseeker Beak. It's affixed to his rapier. It is a talisman. This long, hollow proboscis is harvested with the notorious Bloodseeker Beast and drips a trickle of blood. So you activate to envision, and the triggers, you hit a flat-footed creature with the affixed weapon, and you activate the beak, you deal an extra 1d4 precision damage on your damage roll. If you deal sneak attack damage to the creature, you also deal 1d4 bleed.
Wow.
Damn.
That's cool. Combo.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen to any of us.
Yeah.
Word. Leave my Drake alone.
You could summon another one.
So that is 1d3 additional piercing, and then the bleed. There's a bleed, yeah. And then 3 bleed damage.
So I take 3 more damage.
Three more additional piercing and 3 additional bleed.
Okay.
Yep.
Owie.
So that is that, and then that is his turn, I believe, unless that is, was that a free action to do? Hold on. I think it was an action. Yeah, because that looks like a little action thing. Alright, so after that comes to Kezra.
Kezra will have the Drake hopefully do some damage on him. The Drake is going to take its 2 actions to... do 3 attacks.
Yay!
I will not use the stupid.
How do you green, like a chick?
Stupid green die.
Draconic frenzy.
All right, so he's gonna bite him. Natural 4 for an 18.
Jeez, you need to.
I changed dice.
I know. You need to fire this flame drake.
Fire it.
Hey.
10. So that's a mess. And a 7, so
oh,
awful
gosh.
Rolls from the Drake.
Jeez.
Oh, power of dragons indeed.
Terrible. That Drake has been not that great.
He's doing a good job in that he got the sneak to let go of Fatal Beavusker.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Which was huge. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, to be fair, most people would be like, oh shit, there's a dragon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, his entire strategy in this room, little peek in the book, was that he was just going to sit there until Hubert told him to kill him. Mm-hmm. So you kind of ruined that plan.
Kezra, looks at this armored person that just smashed through.
Yep.
Doesn't say anything. He just kind of gives you a really stern look, and he just goes back to the task. And he will... See, I can't see any of the villains from where I am.
From just around, so through the double doors there, I would say that you can't, with going from the corner, you can see, you can see Huber. He's the closest one. And
I'm just going based off of the dynamic
lighting. Oh, dynamic lighting.
Dynamic lighting is showing me exactly what I can and can't see. So I can't see the guy in the corner.
Okay.
So with his last two actions, he will... You know what? He is going to cast haste on Elk, because he can see Elk.
Yeah. Oh, is that,
there you go. Is that a touch or is it a...
30-foot range.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I thought it was a touch.
Nope. It's a range spell in this game.
So it feels like he's twitching.
So yeah, so you are hastened and Kezra just finish them, Elk. Avenge him.
I have vengeance.
I have vengeance.
I have the knight.
All right. And next it comes to the blind sneak's turn. He is just going to...
Cry.
Yeah, cry, pretty much.
I really like the verbiage for Eclipse, because it says creatures without dark vision are blinded.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just imagine, their eyes just go completely black.
Yeah, they just gloss just over.
A veil of darkness over their eyes, and they just can't see.
Yep. So in which case, he's going to try to search you out, Elk. Okay. So this is just going to be...
I'd be like...
Regular... Yeah, yeah.
He steals the drake. Ah! I found you!
The hell is that?
Somebody brought in a whole ream of shark skin.
Let's see. Just going to go ahead and do... first perception on here. I'll just roll 20 here. That is going to be... it's a 26.
Don't know.
Did you sneak?
No.
Okay.
well, technically I could have, but I didn't think about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
who's trying to find him?
The blind sneak is.
Okay, so he's just seeking him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm really just trying to think of something of I don't know. I don't think I have a feat for it, but I'm pretty sure there's something I'm pretty much sneaking otherwise.
Okay.
I don't...
No, that's fine. Here's what I'll say. He tried to seek you out. We can't see you, but he now knows you're not there. So he's just crap, where'd he go? And so now he's just going to just try to stab at the drake. DC 11.
Yeah.
15 on the flat. So then it's going to be... first strike is a 30 total.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay. That is going to be 8 points of damage.
Okay.
All right. And then the second attack, another flat check. 2. So a miss on the second one.
Yep.
Very nice.
And then he's no longer blind now, right?
Yeah, it's blinded for one round.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fadabi is going to crawl directly under your legs, Elk.
I stab him.
Protect me, man. Come on.
Who are you?
Oh, you shit. Made that damn lathe.
I just bought it, man.
I do want to shake, because I said he was played by Channing Tatum, and I want to show you his art.
Channing Tatum. I'll save his.
He does.
Yeah, that dude's a Chad.
He does look like Channing Tatum.
Wow. Damn, he's got that the nice gray.
Yeah. He's got the salt and pepper sort of on the hair in front of his ears and the top of his or the bottom of his chin. Mm-hmm.
He's handsome.
Yep. So after Fadabi cries for Elkwood to protect him, Elkwood, it's your turn.
Stay there. Please.
Get another crit on that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to. Right.
Yeah, I know.
It's a plus 20 to hit, man. I should be able to hit as long as I don't roll less than
that. That's wild.
20 to hit.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I have feats for this.
You roll above a 15, it's a crit.
31 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit. So, that works.
This guy can't have that much gas left in the tank.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you're going after the one that you blinded earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
The dragon's got the other one.
Yes.
At least until we can deal with it.
Or until the dragon dies.
Okay, that's not bad. Sorry. 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that was just two actions, so he is going to...
You're hasted. You got two more.
Yeah, technically yep. I can do that. I mean, this will be... Could I do two of these in one go? Actually, now I'm thinking about it. No, because I have to use it for a standard strike. If I'm hasted, can I...
Strike or stride.
Strike or stride. I can't use a ability.
Well, so you could use the two action thing and then still get your other two regular strikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah, okay, but I was like, could I do another two action?
That'd be cool. That would be shit. That'd be wild.
Cool.
So he just ram strikes. Oh crap! I forgot to add a D8 to that damage.
Oh shoot!
Oh, that's a 7.
Nice.
Whoa. 7 more points of damage.
Nice.
So 19 points of damage.
With a limoncello dice. All right.
Lemon.
So now, that would be bad. So that's one strike. So it would be maybe 4. No, that's a miss.
Okay.
That's, 3 plus 15, I think.
So give me a miss there. So you still have one action. You could do the strike, or you can stride around. You can run away from Fatalby, even though he's begging you to protect him.
get away from me. So I really don't have anything else that I could... Because that would be my lowest map at this point.
And
I'm trying to think of what skills I could do, but... Not really good at either that. However... I could just... Do... Oh, crap.
Won't
work.
All right.
Unless Benson's right there, and by doing this, I can... I could give him a Warden's Boon to grant the benefits listed to Hunt Prey in Hunt Prey and Hunter's Edge benefit to an ally until the end of the next turn.
Nice.
Okay.
So, but I think it would have to be against that guy in the back.
Right, the one you're hunting?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But he will kind of just... Because he sees Benson's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also don't know who the new guy is, so...
Yeah. Well, I can't see the new guy from my...
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, from in the corner.
At this point,
I just hear him. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Who is that? Benson, who is that?
It sounds like somebody crushed a melon and then dropped a huge sack of potatoes.
Yeah, but he was like kind of like looking around frantically. Channing Tatum was hugging onto him. He's just, what's going on? And then Benson, he's nearly dead, and you just see blood kind of shooting out of this guy. Mm. In this
spot. All right. Next it comes to Hubrick's turn. Hubrick. Let's see. He already did his invisibility. He already cast his mirror image. He already did that one and that one. He's got a few things that he wants to try. So he is going to...
What's he gonna do?
I know.
He's invisible and can move around and touch somebody.
Alright, so...
If he does anything hostile, he goes out of invisibility.
True, but...
That's exactly correct. He is going to, he's going to yell out and be like, get him now, boys! and he is going to use something called Identify an Opening.
Mm.
So this is a one action. A creature is flat-footed against Hubert's next melee attack, which is Benson, because he's invisible. The effect is Hubert points out a lapse in the creature's defenses. The creature is flat-footed against all melee attacks attempted by any of Hubert's allies who hear and understand the instruction until the start of Hubert's next turn. So he is then going... So he's going to use that as his first action. And then he is going to try and swing out with his mace twice. First attack, 39 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Not a crit, though.
Not a crit.
There's going to be 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, but wait. 2d6 precision for 12 points of precision damage.
Damn.
And then he is going to...
So is he visible now?
He is visible now.
I call out, Hubert, you coward. We have unfinished business.
Then he goes invisible again.
See ya.
Oh, my friend, my business is far from done, and you will not be stopping me in this day.
He just goes,
Nuh-uh.
And then he's going to take another swing at you, Benson, for a 29.
Nope.
Okay.
He was just crashes off the invisible shield.
Yeah. And he was actually trying to shove you too. So he was trying to get you away from him.
Yeah, trying to shove a Benson.
I know. All right. After that, it is your turn, Benson.
Okay. I was planning on trying to get the key off of this sneak's corpse so I can free my hands, but this guy's right in front of me, so we're just going to swing for the fences.
Might as well.
I just love the thought of shackled Benson just choking up on this.
Yeah,
on
just...
This. I'm swinging for the fences. Okay. Strike. 25. God damn. That was a bad roll.
Yeah, yep. That is not hit Hubert.
All right, trying again. Natural 20.
Oh,
my God. Been a long time since I've seen that green number.
Woo. All right, Kelly, get it out.
Woo!
All right. It's a good old bastard sword crit.
That'll leave a mark. It's normal damage.
Okay.
But the target takes 2d6 persistent bleed.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
I'm so okay. Sad, actually. I want to double damage.
Too bad!
Oh, no.
Oh, such bad rolls.
Oh, jeez.
Only 13 points of damage.
Okay.
On a natural fucking 20. So salty.
Oh, my God. What?
In this case, the persistent bleed damage works in your favor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because you rolled like poop.
That's true.
2d6, right?
Yep. So, oh, yeah, so go ahead and roll the 2d6, and then he'll take that now, and then at the start of...
10.
Ooh,
that was good.
10 points of damage.
Oh, okay. All right, so he takes the 10 now, and then he'll take it at the end of his next turn or at the beginning of his next turn?
The end of his next turn, I think.
I think you take persistent at the beginning of your turn, and then you roll to save against it at the end.
So you severed kind of like an artery.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, you slice from part of his arm, and you can see his nice cloak is all of a sudden just like drenched and dripping in blood in that area.
And
it's all mixing with the crotch blood.
Exactly. Yeah.
As previously established.
As previously. Nope. Now, so I need to remind you that this has nothing to do with my honey. All right.
Just deep furrow right across his chest. And Benson uses the shield cantrip once again.
All right.
Nice.
Next is Timmy's character's turn.
All right. So this character sees the cloak, and he whispers to himself, "The fabled cloak of the House Black," and he extends his mace towards Benson. Doesn't know your name, and he says, "Milani, free the wearer of the cloak." And your chains break.
Nice.
You are no longer restrained by the manacles. They just the chain just
very nice.
Awesome. And he strides up to Hubert, and he kind of gives you a nod, and he looks at Hubert, and he says, "You're gonna tell me what I need. If you don't tell me willingly, I'll make you talk." And he goes and strikes with his Morning Star.
Oh! What was that?
It's
what?
A natural 2, so it's a miss.
All right. Misses.
That's why Kelly reached for those cards. Big old smile on his face.
You know, Kelly.
I like pain.
You know, Kelly, in the beginning, you're just like, roll natural. This character natural comes one. In badass and just goes, fuck.
All right, is that the end of your character's turn, Timbo?
Yes, it is. All three right. Actions.
Next is the sneak's turn. That is this is the one way in the back.
Look at this Chad wall of meat just standing.
I know. going west to east is Fadelby. Well, okay, Fadelby's holding on to Elk's leg for dear life.
Yeah.
Elkwood, Tim's new character, and then Benson.
Just a wall.
block this exit.
Yeah, there's nobody's getting out of here. All right, it is the sneak's turn. This is the one that's in the northwest, the one that was fighting the Drake. He's going to try to do the same thing, in which he's going to try to feint against your Drake.
Okay.
So this is going to be deception check, or deception roll. That is a 15.
Fail.
Yep, I figured. In which case he is going to just try and stab out with a rapier. 34 to hit.
That is a hit and a crit.
All right.
And as you stab into it, the arcane energies that tether this creature to this plane break apart. And as it starts to bleed out, it just starts to disappear into dust and sparkles and disappears.
Oh,
also, the Drake has died.
It explodes.
It explodes into viscera on everybody in the room.
Ew.
It's disgusting, actually.
And it's really hot.
He is then going to use his last action then to march up to Fadelby and get ready to try to grab him again. All right. So the Drake is gone. I can delete said Drake.
You can delete the Drake.
Goodbye, Drake.
Thank you for bringing a token to this session.
Yeah, you know, I found one. I was like, I know there's a token here. Oh, look at that. All right, that was Sneak's turn. Kezra.
Kezra's turn. All right, Kezra will... He's going to meander into the room.
Join the wall.
Join the wall.
Join the war.
I think if you stand at the far left, you could get all of us in a lightning bolt.
You could just use a fireball in the room, blow you all up.
Right.
Except me.
Except Elkwood.
Got resistance to fire because of my...
Oh, your thing. Shield.
Oh, yep.
Nice.
I'm not holding my shield.
Oh. No.
But it's that emblem they gave me.
Yep.
The Ikuje. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. How far can I move? I think there is probably fine. So Herberic, does he still have any mirror images up on him? And he's not invisible, right?
He is not visible. There's no mirror images. I don't think there's any mirror images.
I cleaned him out.
Yeah.
Yep. So no, he does not have any buffs like that up.
Okay. Then he will. Yeah, he's fucking pissed. The sneak against the back wall.
Uh-huh.
He is going to cast a heightened lightning bolt on him. I'm going to cast a fifth level lightning bolt.
Oh, fuck. Jeez.
Oh, no.
Because I'm mad. Yeah. That'll be 6d12 and a reflex save, please.
6d12?
Yeah, I heightened it twice.
He did really well, actually. 32?
That'll be a regular success.
Okay.
So 38 damage becomes
19
damage.
Still really good. Yeah,
He dies.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
Even with a success.
He just kind of puffs a puff of red.
Yeah.
It's the thing from Him Alone, like when Marv,
yep.
Skeleton appears.
Alright, so that
Kezra just wanders into the room and just blasts that guy.
Oh my god.
That was a little
with a huge lightning bolt.
That was a little harsh, Kezra. Jesus. These slavers have children too.
There's no death too cruel for these cowards.
I mean, I'd agree, but man,
Alright. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that was move and spell.
Move and spell, right?
And my character, after you said that, like, yes, let them all burn.
Fatabi sees the sneak coming toward him and is just like, no. So it's like, you ever see like an MMA match when someone gets on the ground and they put their feet up?
Yeah, he's
doing that against the sneak. He's like, no, get him away from me.
Hit him with the axe kick. Right to the jaw.
Right to the jaw.
Maybe he's a level 9 carpenter.
Right? Yeah, it's a level 9 carpenter.
He picks up a 2x4 and smacks him.
All right, so top of round 8. It is Elkwood's turn now.
And that guy is coming right for him. So he is going to have to switch his hunt prey location. Since the one died. But he's hasted, so that's awesome. He is going to, for one, in the order of things, Fattleby is where?
He's
like end of the round, right?
No. I just put Fattleby at the very end because I didn't feel like rolling initiative, and I didn't expect him to be an initiative. He's at the very end of the round.
Okay, so what he is going to do is shake free of this grasp that he has on him.
Okay.
And hunts prey with one action, moves over here, and just tries to shiv him with the I don't get the bonus, but it's still kind of... Oh my god, 3.
Oh.
So that's one action. So that's third action, so one more action.
Yeah.
And miss.
Oh.
Three and a 2.
All right. It is now Hubert's turn. Hubert is going to cast a spell on himself. And he begins floating in the air.
Ah, you dick.
And then he's going to try to leave the room.
No. How big is this door frame? Come on now.
That's what I'm going to say. He's going to try to make an acrobatics check in order to squeeze in between Timmy's new character and Benson.
I mean, it's against our fortitude DC, so
He's going to try to
good luck.
Mario speed run through this crevice.
He just starts jumping backwards.
Yeah.
This is a girthy wall he's going to get through.
Two big sons of bitches in that door.
All right, so... he's making the acrobatics check. Oh god, he doesn't even have an acrobatics bonus here.
Wow, so that's just his.
He's fucked.
Untrained.
He's just trying. Yep.
So that means it's just his reflex.
I mean, it's just his
dex.
It's his dex.
Just his dex.
Just his dex.
He might have to roll a natural 20 here.
All right, let's see. 4.
Oh, now what's the crit fail condition? There has to be
Is the crit fail condition?
We just all get free attacks.
There's no critical fail. Failure, your movement ends, and you trigger reactions as if you had moved out of the square you started in.
I don't have attack. Oh,
God damn.
Yeah.
I was hoping he was going to swing at somebody so I could hit him, but took the coward's way out.
So he begins flying, and then he tries to go through you, but both of you, with your large steel shields, just go jink.
It's like... have you seen that guy in, like, Disneyland run straight into the wall that's supposed to be, like, platform 30-something in Harry Potter?
No, that's a...
9 3/4.
Yeah.
Are you thinking either London or are you talking Universal Studios?
It's just a guy running full force into a brick wall. That's what this looks like.
Except he's flying, too.
Yeah.
He's flying.
The equivalent of a bird flying directly into my window. All right, so he goes crumbling to the ground and gets up to one knee, and it's just like, "You've always better let me out of here if you know what's good for you."
I think we all know what's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Benson, is your turn.
Okay, I am not... Benson does not pick his shield up, because this is working out so far, so you know.
Oh man, if I click on...
Also,
I can see other people's vision if I click on other people's vision.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Also, Jake, persistent damage.
Damage!
Do I roll 2d6 again, or just does he take the 10?
I think it's...
Okay, hold on, let me roll the 17 on that.
So,
what is it?
That's at the end of the round, though.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
still takes 2d6.
Yep. So, roll the 2d6.
2 and a 4, so 6.
Okay, so 6. So he will take the 6, but it does end.
Okay.
So before you take your turn, Benson, this character will call out, "Wear of the cloak, hold your action, and wait for my signal. Trust me."
And I just rolled 37 to hit.
You can keep the roll.
Okay. Yeah, 37.
All right, that against Hubert?
Yeah.
He's like charging like a Super Smash Brothers character.
Yeah. That is a hit.
Wait, are you holding your action and can he keep the roll?
What?
What?
How would that work?
You know, it's just you didn't roll yet and that was your roll and now I get to go before you. Never mind. Just,
I can still hold an action.
Yeah, just...
Okay.
Let's just go on.
All right.
I'll save it for another time.
I was going to say, you do go directly after.
I did. So, yeah. But I wanted to go directly before.
I understand.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay.
Oh.
20... hold on. 21 points of damage.
Oh!
This motherfucker's got to be low.
Right.
And... I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll just do this as normal. 30.
What's the? Oh, 30 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Shit. Okay. 15 points of damage.
Now, boy, I asked you, Khan, if you could stop hitting me.
I do declare.
But you have persisted.
That is rude.
You would, it is rude. It uncaring.
This is a gentleman's game.
And then Benson just reaches his hand out, and his shield floats back into his hand.
Mm.
Swoop.
Yep.
Nice. All right. Tim, what does your character do?
Hubert is right in front of him.
Yep.
He reaches out, and his hands reek the stench of death. And I need him to make a fortitude save.
Oh,
damn.
All right.
Seems kind of evil there.
33.
That is a regular success. Let's see, is it a basic? Fortitude. Basic, yeah.
Basic, okay, so he's still taking something then.
All right, as a chill touch is cast on him. Cool. 6 points of damage.
Okay, all right.
And then with his last action, he's just going to bonk him with the mace.
Bonk just him a with gently the... bonk with a spiked mace.
Just a gentle bonk. That's what I'm talking about. 32 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, yeah.
What type of mace is it? Big mace? Two-handed or one-handed?
One-handed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it Mace or Morningstar?
Morningstar,
okay,
my bad.
Morningstar. Yeah, Morningstar is cool. So.
Yeah.
19 points of
cheese. Oh, God! God!
Please, I just want this motherfucker to die.
This can only end one way, Hubert. You know.
Now, there are plenty of ways that this can end, and I'm trying to make one that is most advantageous to me, so... all right, is that the end of your turn?
Kezra, blast the Kentucky Fried Chicken, motherfucker.
I just love that he's just a smooth-talking jerk.
Like, I know, this was when Tim reading the letter going,
I'm a... Come to this office.
Dear adventurers.
I attack the dark.
All right, the sneak is going to try and... he's right there next to Fettleby.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to reach out and try to grab poor Fettleby. Let me tell you what...
He's a barbarian. I know it. It's Channing Tatum. He's oiled up. He just slips out his
chest. All right, so athletics check here. There's going to be a 25 to grab old Fattleby, which he's a commoner, so that's a critical success. So he grabs him around the throat and pulls him in, and then he's going to take two stabs at him.
Oh, shit.
So he is... actually, you know what? He's going to stab Fattleby once. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The roll still hits because he's grappled and 5 foot and all that kind of stuff. See what kind of damage. He's still alive.
Yes.
Thank you.
Believe it or not.
Is it? He's too far away. No. 5, 10, 15. Yeah. this character extends his Morningstar and says, by the Morningstar of Milani, be free. and he's going to take 11 points less damage.
Okay.
And immediately he can attempt to break out of the grab.
Fattlebeacon.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, level one commoner.
It's like you're a liberator or something.
Let's see. He does not... He does have an athletics.
Yes.
So he's going to just try to break out?
Probably won't, but, you know, gets a chance.
15, so no, he doesn't. Yep. But, but all right.
Wow, you're really weak.
Should've been, just get me out of here, man, please.
Should have been questing more. Some of those levels.
Maybe join the police force or something. God.
There's only four guards in this town.
I'm pretty sure I, by myself, have dealt almost 70 points of damage to this motherfucker.
He is then going to stick his sword out at Elkwood, his rapier at Elkwood, the sneak is. And with his last action, he's going to swipe at you, and at the same time, he'd be like, "Let us out of here, man! Let us out of here! You don't want none of this!
You don't want none of this!"
Natural 20 against you, actually.
Wow. Desperation.
Bad, you're hurt.
Yeah, I might need to heal him.
Should have saved my reaction.
Yeah, way to go.
Should have just let Fatalby die.
All right.
What kind of damage?
This is piercing. This is a...
Yeah, yep. So this could be bad.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Eye patch for you. Triple damage. And the target is dazzled until healed.
All right.
Stabs you in your fucking eye.
Oh. Jeez.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's going down.
All right, so let me go ahead and do... All right, so hold on. It's usually 1d6 plus 5 plus... Oh, wait, sorry, hold on. Okay, so it's usually 1d6 plus 5 plus the 1d8 piercing from it being a rapier.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 3d6 plus 15.
No, you roll once and then you triple it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So roll once for everything times by 3.
Okay.
Well, the rapier has fatal, right?
Yeah. So we'll do that. So 2 on the die. So for 6 plus 15, 21, and then the additional d8 from the crit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What? That is only 21 damage. That was tripled.
Yeah. So I rolled 2 on the 1d6.
Uh huh.
So tripled there is 6.
7 right? plus 5. 7 times 3.
Yeah. And then it's wow. The regular damage d8? Is plus 5 piercing. Oh yeah, no. I haven't done the deadly d8
okay,
yet.
Okay.
All right. So the deadly d8 is a 1.
Thank God.
Oh my gosh.
Look. Okay. All right. So what was that? 20. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So 23 points of damage
wow.
total.
Wow. That could have been awful.
That could have been really bad.
I'm still, man. I'm not looking good.
So he stabs Fattleby and then swipes and he hits your eye. And
does that do anything?
Dazzled.
You're dazzled.
Dazzled.
So dazzled.
You DC to do five. Any, yeah DC 5 to do any attacks.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
All right.
It's not the end of the world.
So with Fattleby in the sneak's arms.
Oh, he's still grappled. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is Kezra's turn.
Fattleby can attempt to break out again.
Yeah, on his turn.
Oh,
like
well, he's allowed to do that. His turn comes after you.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Kezra looks at Hubrick, and he goes,
"You don't understand the horrible things we're going to do to you."
Jesus.
He will roll in a tip. <Come on. laughs> And he looks at
content
Tim's
warning in this episode.
He looks at Tim's character, and he knows that this is like your guy. So and you look pretty brutal. So he's like, "What he's going to do to you?" He's going to roll an intimidation.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Ooh, good roll. 30.
That is a success.
All right, so he is frightened one.
I think Benson sees you do that, and he's just like really proud. He's like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
And I don't think you understand the situation you're in.
As he reaches out and dispels his fly spell.
Oh,
oh no.
So he just drops out of the sky.
So my counteract check is a 28 against his spell DC, which is lowered because he's frightened.
Right. So his spell DC, that just makes it.
So I dispel his
you
fly.
You just disable it.
So he just floats back to the ground.
Yeah, he just...
Wow.
God.
Just catches his neck right on the table.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, that's that. Goodness. It is Fatalby's turn. Fatalby is going to try to break out.
You can do it.
Nat 20.
Natural 20.
Yay!
Let's go!
I got it!
Yay, Fatalby!
Fatalby.
Get out of there, you scared son of a bitch.
Yeah, run.
He squirms out and crawls directly under Elk's leg.
No!
No, go the opposite way!
Go the other way!
You idiot, Bron.
My character calls out, "Come to me."
Come to me as his mace is filled with blood, just covered
in blood. Come here. I'm safe.
Elk, what is your turn?
This is a safe space, I promise.
It's like the whole Batman thing.
Very, very socially conscious Batman.
Yeah. So Elk just screams out as like he gets his eye sliced. I guess it doesn't.
Gosh.
Since he's dazzled, he has to roll that 5.
Yep, yeah, it's just the DC 5.
But he, like, with his good eye, just looks down at Fatalby, just, get out of here. And tries to swing at the sneak.
Yep.
And 12 on die, so that means dazzled is... Do I have to roll for each one?
For each, yes.
Yeah. For each attack. So the fly check is fine. So this first attack, you'll do your max, your regular max.
Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
So he is going to roll 17 on die. Yes. So that's good. So 17 plus 18. What's that?
35.
That is a critical hit.
Hey. Yes.
Seriously. Kill him.
I will not.
Ice this man.
Blind him.
Blind him.
Yeah, I will.
His eyes go dark.
Damn it, Monticello. Alright.
We're all so nervous, we're just throwing
dice. I know. Alright. Oh, back. That's good.
Mark's trying to hit his dice tray from 15 feet.
I know. I need to roll a d6.
Did you roll like a million die?
I know.
Well,
the life of a ranger.
Yeah. 16 points of damage.
16. Is it critted?
So
32.
No. So, crap. That's 5, 10. Hold on.
Okay.
You rushed me.
If you double 16, that's 32. I'm rolling
2d6s.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I roll 2d4s. So that's 5 together plus my strength modifier and proficiency. That's an extra plus 5. So that's 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I rolled a d8. So d8, I got a 4. So that's 14. Double that, that's 28 plus another 2 on top of that. Before deadly.
Okay. 30.
Okay, so 30.
30. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And he's blind.
Yep. And he's blind.
And he's blind.
And he's blind. All right, so he is blind. Hubert is frightened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, right. And that was his first action.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Oh my god.
Yeah. God, that he's blind, he should be flat-footed too.
Yeah, he will.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So he strikes out again. That's a 4. But I'm going to enact a ability that you gave me from the one. Wait, 4 shit for dazzle. So I have to roll for each one.
No, you do, yeah.
If I miss one, do I have to re-roll again? Like
you just waste your action.
Yeah. Waste the action. Yeah. Okay. So rolled a 4 on that one, so that means I'm don't do anything.
Yeah.
So third action, swing again.
If he fails the dazzle, does it count against his map?
I would think so.
Yeah. Okay. And it is an attempt.
That's
on the attack,
right. That's
so, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So third one, I make it.
Okay. So now this is the.
That's a 15 on the die.
Okay.
So that plus my map is.
And it is agile, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like 25 to hit.
That is just a hit.
Yay!
It's exactly a hit.
Let's go.
Ten points of damage.
Okay.
Nice. That's solid, man.
Yeah, that's pretty
solid,
good.
Yeah,
and the thing is, he's just swiping with this eclipse. And again, one more, because he has another.
Oh, yeah. He's got another.
Like,
action.
At this twist, point, twist. Yeah, because he,
twist,
like...
Twist.
Yeah, he needs to...
It's like Bill Nye the Science Guy. Haste!
It's still only a minus 10. Your map doesn't go higher.
Yeah.
Or minus 8.
So no, just gotta roll another 15.
Yeah, I need to think about this. All right, so... Of course, for the dazzled, I get a 17. I'll fucking die. So there's that. For the hell of it on this one, he's going to enact that boon that you gave me.
Oh.
That allows me to reroll.
Okay.
So, because he wants to try to take this guy out.
Yeah, you have a good chance of doing it. I'll give you. I will tell you that.
22? No, 24.
20, he's flat-footed. Because he's flat-footed.
Yes!
Let's go.
That is awesome.
Oh my gosh. Just like you're using the goddess's
10 points
blade.
Again.
Hey, that's great.
He's dead.
Yay!
He just swipes, misses, and swipes again. And it's just coated poor Fattleby in blood.
Yep.
Man, the dreamer. Heavily. The dreamer guiding your strength.
Yeah.
That's wow. the thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, dude, he's like blind in one eye, but then it lights with the light of the dreamer.
Yes. Like, that's why I like to think it's like he's swinging, and then at that moment, the boon comes in. Like, his eyes glaze over, like, with darkness, and then reappears with, like, white, and then he strikes.
After Elk, it comes to Huberk's turn. Huberk. There's pee in his blood.
Well, yeah, we know that.
Disease.
We know that.
Too much going on in this guy's pants.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on in this guy's pants. All right, so... No, I'm checking spells to see what else he can do.
He can die.
Oh, he could just do that. You're right.
There's this ability called Raise the White Flag.
Yeah, you can give up.
That's a red flag by now.
He sees himself surrounded, and he holds his mace. He has a two-handed mace, and he's just like holding it. And he looks back and forth, and he just drops it, and he goes, puts his hands up. He's like, "Now, boys, this is not going to go quite the way you want. But take me and see how it turns out for you. I'll see y'all next time."
Hey.
Oh, damn. What the hell is this guy?
Damn.
Oh, no, he is.
I was wondering. I mean, I'm just going to kill him.
Yeah.